weeks ago, Jim, an astronomer said that he believes that there truly is another big planet in the solar system somewhere out there. And as you know, for years, so many people have been talking about Planet X.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there is.
Yeah, and I think there are many, and I think the astronomers have to, they can't just jump up in one day and say, change their story. But I think slowly...
they're going to come around.
They're going to come around. But say something the size of Jupiter coming by 4 or 5 lunar distances is going to take this planet to its knees, and the mountain building, those kind of things. But yeah, that could go out and never come back. We'd have absolutely no history.
40 feet loss of elevation around Vietnam and through the Philippines, and then 60 feet. And by the time you got down to Java, 80 feet. In fact, about over 6 months ago, I was comparing to the MODIS satellite view, comparing, with if you get a map showing what the elevation loss would look like, and they match up. So we're in the process of having South America and Africa roles, and the New Madrid is one where the United States is pulled at a diagonal. It's under tremendous stress right now, and a lot of sinkholes, bridges disconnecting, big crevasses opening up in Mexico, etc., and showing the bow is caused by the fact that the North American continent is a flat top. If you can actually take the globe and mark the tectonics from Japan all the way through the Arctic over to Iceland, one big long line, but yet the coming down is a curve through the Atlantic and under Mexico and up along the San Andreas. So it can't roll like South America and Africa can. So instead, the Aleutian Islands and the tip of Mexico are pulled toward each other. Mexico is pulled west, and this creates a bow, and the tension is relieved by an adjustment in the New Madrid. It will move so that, the Appalachians, etc., move shove northeast, and the rest to the west of the Mississippi will slide southwest. This will widen the Mississippi, sink the land to the west of the Mississippi somewhat, rip all the bridges along the Mississippi. Then after that happens, we'll have an opportunity for the San Andreas to adjust, and that will involve quakes up along the San Andreas and the volcanoes up, also in the Washington, Oregon, British Columbia region. This causes a rip in the Atlantic. Going to happen rapidly.
I just found out that this, I've been communicating with this person for several years, but I just found out this person is a blood relative of a mainstream presidential candidate several cycles ago. I won't say which cycle ago, but this person is being told by her relatives to move west Mississippi and do it now for two reasons. When these earth changes kick in, these multiple nuclear power plants east of Mississippi are going to melt down, probably several of them. And two, getting across Mississippi after these earth changes kick in is going to be damn near impossible. So they're encouraging her to move west Mississippi now while she can.
But what we have now is not one, not two, not three, five sources. One, the fifth source. And you probably know who I am talking about. I'm not going to mention his name. He's retired, and he belonged to the Semper Fi community. Let's just say that. All right.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. We were mentioning him earlier.
All right. So let's call him Mr. Semper Fi here.
Okay.
Mr. Semper Fi managed to call military bases along the east coast of the United States, and it turns out, yeah, in fact, they are on alert for coastal flooding. The report coming out from military bases along the east coast of the United States of America is that they are on a status of alert for coastal flooding. Now, this is understandable considering that they are compartmentalizing the information with regard to the approximation of Planet X as it comes to its closest proximity to our planet Earth as it drives by and does its perihelion over the sun. So obviously here, they're they're saying that it's coastal flooding, that it's the El Hierro volcano over there at Canary Islands, but we have information that might indicate that El Hierro, in fact, is shifting. Now, I haven't checked information on El Hierro. I'll do that later on today. If I have a chance, I'll just go to the Spanish website on the seismography there at El Hierro. But it appears that El Hierro is having an increase in activity.
Mm-hmm.
And what would this bring? Well, this would bring, as we have already been shown in multiple times, not only by the BBC and all different types of documentaries, is a supersonic tsunami. When we talk about supersonic, it means it's going to go faster than the speed of sound, faster than a bullet, let's say. So this is a very strong wave that would be obviously circular in motion, directed towards the United States. It would probably, you know, the Canary Islands are right off Morocco, you know, to the west of Morocco. So it would probably, the wave, the strongest part where the wave would enter would be through the Caribbean and up the eastern seaboard towards Florida, probably the Carolinas and Georgia, and so on. It all would also, you know, it would probably stop some of the wave and the damage if we talk about this scenario going into the Caribbean, because, you know, Cuba and all the little islands there, the Bahamas, and we have the Dominican Republic, we have Trinidad and Tobago, just off my head right now, and we have Haiti, could stop some of the waves. But if you ask me, I mean, what is at risk here? We're talking about northern Brazil, we're talking about the French Guianas. We would be talking probably about Venezuela being affected, Central America, and maybe, you know, the Yucatan Peninsula.
A CME, of course, is a coronal mass ejection, for those who don't know. It's a natural event, a huge wave of energy coming at us from the sun. And that can create a ground wave current that can knock out these emergency backup generators, can't it?
Yeah, there's been several instances where that's occurred. And once that happens, then if something should happen, if they should lose outside power, they all need outside power. And if they should lose outside power, such as due to a storm like you're going through, then those emergency diesel generators aren't useful.
Well, and that would lead to what happening?
Well, that means that they go into an event where you shut down the, it's called a scram.
Okay, and, is that different than a hot shutdown?
That is a hot shutdown.
It is a hot shutdown. Okay, it's different words, the same thing. Okay.
Well, a scram is the actual action that makes the hot shutdown occur.
Okay.
So you say that the nuclear plant is in a condition of hot shutdown, but the operator is the one that pushes the button called scram. And
okay.
And that will automatically, generally, it will automatically insert the control rods into the nuclear power pile. But even if the automatic shutdown doesn't work, then they are manually prepared to insert the control rods into the pile.
Okay. Well, we certainly don't want that to happen. And any idea how many of the nuclear power plants were affected in this manner?
I've heard up to six, but at the same time, what's going on is that the NRC has issued directives because of the, well, this is their reasoning, because of the earthquake that occurred in Japan, which damaged the Fukushima nuclear power plant, and because of the magnitude 5.8 earthquake that occurred in Virginia that closed down the North Anna nuclear power plant, they are now requiring all nuclear power plants to be investigated. And one of the things they're looking for is, can something fall during an earthquake that would damage equipment that we need to run the plant?
Right, right.
So it's just simple housekeeping. You know, they just hadn't looked at what an earthquake could do. And it sounds to me like they're really worried about a big earthquake.
Well, my inside sources are telling me that people that are connected to certain families are being told that they should evacuate if they're east Mississippi and get themselves west Mississippi as soon as possible because of these earth changes and the very likely effect that they'll have on these nuclear power plants, causing them to go into
an uncontrolled or out of control situation where the vast amounts of radiation would be released. So that's what I'm hearing from my private sources, is that people are, with these connected families, are being told to get themselves west Mississippi as soon as they can, and before the Mississippi becomes a river waterway 50 to 100 miles wide and 200 feet deep. And, of course, the only people crossing then would be the military.
Well, I think that's probably a wise thing to do. If those, they have a lot of nuclear power generation stations or plants on the along the East Coast, and of course we do have some here in the Midwest too. You don't want to be too close to any of them, I don't think.
Hot magma, a volcanic eruption leading to clouds of ash in San Diego County. Comments from the U.S. Geological Survey are sparking questions about a scenario you may not have heard about. New at 6, 10 News reporter Michael Chen reveals the size of the threat lurking miles below the surface.
In the film Volcano, Los Angeles becomes an inferno after a volcano forms under the city and erupts. The possibility of a lava-spewing disaster in our region seems fictional, or is it?
Oh, most definitely volcanic activity is possible.
Geologist Pat Abbott knows firsthand what is hidden below.
Boiling water.
He was in the helicopter as this footage was shot of muddy pits belching volcanic gases about 100 miles to our east on the southern end of the Salton Sea, the home of four buttes. This is one of the buttes, a small volcano with an explosive past. Miles below is a 15-mile wide pool of magma. This was taken right from the buttes. It's obsidian. About 8,000 years ago, the buttes erupted, the magma flowed, and eventually cooled into obsidian. The damage of those eruptions was limited to the surrounding area, but if the big one hit along the San Andreas Fault,
really pumped a lot of energy into that new freshly enlarged magma body, that would be like a worst-case scenario.
This 10U's virtual view shows what could happen. Unstable magma finding a path to the surface, erupting, oozing lava, and spewing ash. While the ash fallout we saw in Iceland is a remote possibility, a USGS geologist recently said in a newspaper article, "I would not anticipate an Iceland eruption, but we didn't anticipate Mount St. Helens either. Even if the ash cloud is small, it could still wreak havoc, altering flight plans."
For the ash to come to San Diego County, you'd have to have a Santa Ana.
An unlucky mix of conditions could send the ash our way, causing breathing issues. An unlikely scenario, but one that's lurking beneath the surface.
There was a group of French astronomers associated with the Vatican. They were on a kind of a picnic. They were up in the French Alps on a ski gondola when all of a sudden the cable broke and they all plunged to their deaths. All of them had access to the Vatican network system and the Hubble Space Telescope and, of course, the visions of Planet X. And I might also mention a guy named Father Malachi Martin, who was a regular on Coast to Coast and ended up very dead after he proclaimed that he was walking through the Vatican archives down in the catacombs underneath, and he came up across a computer terminal which had been left on. And when he sat down and started looking at what was going on, it was a direct link to the Hubble Space Telescope. And what he was talking about also was the fact that the Vatican was very involved in looking at comets. And he said that the word was in the Vatican that when Hale-Bopp showed up, the point was that the Vatican was asking, is Hale-Bopp wormwood? And the reason I happen to personally know about some of this also is because I knew some of the astronomers from the University of Minnesota who manned the Vatican First Observatory down in Arizona. The telescope was built and designed to look at comets. The kind of telescope that you look at comets is a wide-angle light-gathering telescope. And it's very different from a telescope that would be used in standard astronomy for deep sky observations. A telescope for cometary activity is one with a very wide field of view. And also you're looking for very, very different properties The cameras are very different. Everything is very different. So the facility that the Vatican built in Arizona, and this was once again during the right after the Hale-Bopp incident, was to view comets. Now, what is the Vatican so interested in comets for? Now you might start to come back and understand why, first of all, any astronomer who's worth his salt should know that comets couldn't possibly be dirty snowballs. But number two, if they're that smart, they also know what happened to Gene Schumacher, Robert Harrington, and the group of people in the French Alps, the astronomers there. And gee, if you wanna live and, you know, reach a nice ripe old age, then you just keep your mouth shut. You don't talk about things like this.
If we're seeing that the earth is spewing forth blood in the waters, it means that something inside the earth is troubled. Something is happening. We could be seeing more volcanic eruptions, earthquakes. We have that whole, like, once again, I must have to point this out because I've been getting a lot of emails. Sulfur smells up and down the West Coast right now. California right now is smelling rotten eggs. They don't know what's going on. They're thinking some sort of a methane is rising up from the ground. That could mean that there's been some sort of shift. There may be earthquakes pending. They even said that what happened to the Yangtze River may have been an earthquake-related type of thing. So, I mean, this is the thing that we need to look at. Earthquakes in diverse places, waters turning to blood, sulfur smells. These are things that are all part of, I guess, the earth going through its birth pangs or whatever they call it. We went from rivers and streams turning to blood. We had the fish die-offs, the bird die-offs. And now we're seeing, or at least a lot of people in California are experiencing the sulfur smells. Seattle just had a strange sound that was going on in West Seattle. Now they're having to leave their homes because of fires. Some people say that they saw things falling out of the sky that caused the fires. I mean, it sounded like an alien invasion.